knocking at the front door was combined with the doorbell ringing simultaneously. Tom reached over and shook Carrie. "Someone's at the door," Tom whispered. "Yeah, yeah," Carrie groaned. So Tom got up, put on a pair of boxers, and walked to the front door. Opening the door, he found himself face to face with Carrie's ex-boyfriend, bass player Barry. Barry slowly eyed Tom up and down with disgust and proclaimed, "I came for my equipment." "Sure," Tom said, stepping aside. Tom returned to the bedroom to tell Carrie who was here. "He is?" she exploded. Then she calmed down and seemed to smile like a cat who ate the canary. She realized Barry had seen Tom dressed in his underwear and was probably jealous. Good. Carrie stepped into the bathroom and closed the door. Tom sat on the edge of the bed and for the first time looked around to see where he was. He was in Carrie's bedroom again, only this time Tom noticed that all of the paintings were signed C. Finally. He got up for closer examination of the various works. Tom's favorite was the charcoal rendering of an Indian chief. The watercolor print of the white swan was pretty. The oil painting still life was excellent but boringly common. Tom figured it was probably an art class assignment. The sculpture on the bookcase was the last thing Tom noticed. It was a sea monster, menacing and vicious. Yet at the same time, it wasn't frightening. It was as if this man-eating beast was tamed like a watchdog. The shower was running, and Tom decided to make breakfast. It was too late for modesty, so Tom didn't put his jeans on. Tom sensed that he could get Barry to stay for breakfast and made enough scrambled eggs and pancakes for three persons. As he was setting the table, Barry approached him. "Who are you?" he asked rudely. "I met your girlfriend Debbie last night," Tom said, avoiding Barry's question. "She helped us out before the police broke up the party." "Oh, yeah," she said something. "The last I heard, she'd gone to bail you out of jail." "They wouldn't release me until this morning, fuckheads," Barry said, lowering his head with resentment towards the police and perhaps Tom also. "You had breakfast?" Tom asked, as if totally unaware of Barry's hostility. "They tried to feed me some jail slop this morning, but I wasn't going to touch it." "Have a seat. I'll tell Carrie breakfast's ready," Tom informed as he bopped across the living room in his boxer shorts. The breakfast went smoothly, with a little jail talk and band talk before Carrie finally referred to Tom by his name, providing Barry with the answer he'd originally sought. Barry looked at Tom and said, "Where are you from, Tom?" "Del Mar." "Oh, you visiting family up here?" Barry went on. "Well, hey," Carrie interrupted. "Enough of the second degree." "Are you rehearsing today?" asked Tom as he now gained the floor. "Yes." "I'd like to come watch," Tom said innocently. Sure, Carrie answered for Barry. "I'll show you where it is. What time are you guys starting?"
3:00,
Barry grudgingly replied.